Hello, is Robert Wilhite there?
This is he.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. No, I'm a disabled veteran.
Excuse me?
I'm a disabled veteran.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I always vote. I always vote.
So would you say, this time, are you certain to vote?
I always vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
59.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Black.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
I always vote.
But how motivated are you to vote this year on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you very much. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First, we have Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Yep, I like Marcy.
And would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve of the job she's doing?
Yeah.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump as former president.
Trump.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as a former president?
Yep.
Yes, you mean approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve of it or is strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden as president.
No.
So would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of him?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And last, we have Sherrod Brown as senator.
Who?
Sherrod Brown.
No.
And would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. If you have not heard about that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one is Joe Biden, I guess.
No, strongly disapprove.
So that would be very unfavorable impression of him?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Marcy Kaptur.
Favorable.
And would you say it's somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Derek Merrin. And what about Derek Merrin? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of him?
Of Biden?
Derek Merrin.
Yeah, favorable.
And would you say he's somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank
you. Okay, I gotta let you go.
Oh, or is there anybody else at home who would be interested in participating in the survey?
No. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.